Mesilas Mishnah Gimel. Hiniach peiros tlushim min hakarka. This person who died left peiros that were already picked. Kol hakodim zocha behem. This Mishnah holds, like Rav Tarfon from the previous Mishnah, that the Yolshim, that even though the property belongs to the Yolshim, but the Balchoiv and the Isha that owe the money can do Tvisa. They can chap for themselves and won't take it away from them. But if she took fruit that was valued more than she's entitled to the Ksuva, or Bachav Yosim Rechoiv, or Balchoiv, took more than it was entitled to from his choiv. Hamoisa, what do you do with the extra money? It has to be given back. Who gets it? Do you give it back to the Yoshim? Do you give it back to the other one? Tafanami doesn't look crucial for him. Tafan holds that the tefisa works, so whatever they took for their choiv helps, and whatever's left is you go to the weaker one, as we explained in the previous mission. No rachmanis. Person dies. All these metalchim go to the Yolshim. Shekum Tzvichim Shul, Ben Yolshim Tzvichim Shul, like we saw in the previous mission. Not only does he hold that lachetchilah we give it to the Yolshim, but he holds that if the other side, the Balchoiv, the Isha, were toifes, they chapped it, they have to give it back to the Yolshim.